I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right. By the way, never miss a knucklehead. If you go to the Brad and John podcast page at KISM.com, you got all the I can't believe it's newses and stuff like that up there. So you won't miss out on any of those. Okay, so I'm going to need you to, you don't know anything about this story yet. I'm just going to give you the headline. So I'm going to need you to give me a song. You got the Walmart song ready to go. Is that enough for you to do the Walmart song to ad-lib it based off that headline? Do you think you can do it?
Sure.
You can do it?
At the Walmart, someone called up 911 to the Walmart. Drinking beer, eating corn dogs down at the Walmart.
They did call. That's what the guy was doing. That they called 911 at the Walmart in Shepherdsville, Kentucky on this guy. Yeah, he was drinking beer and eating corn dogs, but he was also shoplifting as he was doing it.
Okay.
That's our guy, Dave. Dave, you...
So crime is hungry work, too.
You want to be low-key when you're shoplifting, but that's not how Dave does it at the Walmart in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Store employees saw 55-year-old Dave loading up his cart with all kinds of merchandise valued at nearly $250 and then try to stroll
on out
of there.
That must have been several carts of merchandise for $250.
Well, he caught their attention because he was walking around the store drinking beer and eating a corn dog. Now, is that not... I guess can you just drink beer in Walmart? I guess
some
you can.
Some of those carts have drink holders.
I guess maybe you can. Because they didn't stop him for doing that. It wasn't until he started walking out without paying. He said, "All right, that's it. You're in violation." So he is being Dave is being held right now at the Bullitt County Jail in Kentucky.
Bullitt, Kentucky.
It says in the story, it's unclear if he has a lawyer. I think we can assume that this guy has had a lawyer before.
And in Panama City, and be rested up when you're going to commit crimes, guy's facing a whole bunch of charges for breaking into a hotel room last weekend and holding the occupant of the room at gunpoint. But the guy did escape. Jerry Allen Mills, 36 years old, was charged with 4 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm, burglary of an occupied dwelling, and all kinds of stuff like that when he showed up at the Days Inn, room 206, and knocked on the door last Saturday. The man opens the door, and that's when the guy, Mills, forces his way into the hotel room, threatens to shoot the victim if he tried to run away, and so the two were in the hotel room for, quote, an extended period of time.
When the gunman got a little sleepy,
I sat down on the bed, fell asleep. Dude walks out, walks down to the office. Man, there's some dude in my room with a gun. Whatever, call the cops. So that was basically the end of it. But I mean, come on.
Hadn't had a nap in a while, huh?
Hadn't had a nap in a little while.
Okay, last place.
Never really figured out what he was after, but. He's not after much now.
The nap, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, last place we're going to go is Long Island. The New York State Liquor Authority there has suspended the license of a Long Island winery, where officials say there was all kinds of bad stuff going on at this winery. You had the drunken patrons, and you had them engaging in public sex, brawls, and other rowdy behavior. This was at the Vineyard 48, if you want to write that one down if you're ever in the neighborhood, in Cuchitog, New York, or something like that. Cuchoggy, New York? I don't know how you say that. We're going to need Yosef, our listener in New York, to email us the pronunciation on that. Vineyard 48 Thursday. The place has a disturbing record of repeatedly serving extremely intoxicated customers to the point where it has strained local police services and it has caused havoc on neighbors. Just this one vineyard. The liquor license suspension comes after neighbors told police September 30th that two people were having sex on the vineyard property in full view of the neighbor's backyard. Officials say police had to return to the vineyard again later that day to break up a fight that broke out among a drunk and disorderly group of 400 people.
But she had a full body, and she had a vintage that was perfect.
Welcome to Long Island's Buttafuoco Vineyard.
It's news. Yeah.